In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher, with your host, Muhammad. Today we're going to talk about how the Satan is very much near to us. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me at the fire.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So today we're going to talk about how the Satan, the Shaitan, is very much near to us. The Satan is a creature who tempts us into doing wrong and sinful things. I think all of you know this by now. He tempts us to commit all kinds of sins and even to refrain from performing our religious obligations, such as prayer, fasting, zakat, and so on and so forth. Now, this creature is very close to us, but unfortunately, we can't see him. He tricks us into doing certain things when we are totally unaware of what we're doing. For example, when we get really mad at someone or something, the Satan really takes advantage of this situation and tells us to start swearing at different people, start raising our voice, start hitting and fighting with people, and so forth. When you desperately want to make money for different reasons, and you just can't find a good job, what does the Satan do? He comes and tells you to engage in illegal activities to make money, to engage and commit crime. For example, stealing things, cheating, swindling, and so on and so forth. What's important is that you have to be alert and be careful that you don't listen to the Satan, because he doesn't force you to do those bad things. He merely invites you and tempts you to do wrong things. Now, there are some people who the Satan doesn't even need to tempt because they're so bad themselves that they commit sins and do wrong things without the devil having to tell them. These people sometimes even teach the devil, so to speak. You could even say that these people are human devils who tempt other people to do certain wrong things. For example, your classmate at college might not be a good person, and he might try to invite you to do certain things which are considered sins. Such a person might come up to you and say, "Hey man, we're having a party tonight. Why don't you come over to my house? We're going to have a lot of fun. And in this party, they're going to play music, they're going to dance, probably even drink. And what's worse is that both sexes participate in it." Here, you have to really think to yourself and decide whether having fun just for a brief moment is more important or listening to Allah and fearing Him, because you will be punished for a much longer time in the hereafter by committing such sins. This is just one example. The Satan tempts different people in different ways. Like I said, for some people, he doesn't go to much trouble because, you know, they're just like him. But there are some other people who the Satan has to make a great deal of effort to persuade them to do some wrong act. It's like saying that he needs chains to tempt some people to do certain things, while for others, he just needs to call them or whistle to them. The more religious and pious a person is, the more difficult it is for Satan to tempt them and for them to be tempted. But once he succeeds in persuading them to do something, that could be their ultimate downfall. Now we will listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Shaitan aduwwun lakum fattakhidhuhu aduwwan. Shaitan is an enemy. And Shaitan is real. You know, Shaitan is real. I mean, there's hadith that there's horns of Shaitan and things. But, you know, the popular imagination has created this image that makes people think that it's a joke. Shaitan is real. There's dark forces working in the world. And they whisper in the hearts of people. And sometimes the whispering become audible, like hallucinations. And they do wretched things. Shaitan will get people, and Shaitan loves to humiliate us. This is his favorite thing. He loves to, because he hates us. He has envy in his heart for the station that we were given. He has envy in his heart. And the envier wants to see, he wants to see the source of his envy. He wants to see him grovel. He wants to see him be humbled by the world. He wants to see him in a destitute situation. And this is Shaitan's, he hates when people get close to Allah. But he's tricky. You see, first he'll get you, his first strategy is kufr. That's his first strategy. And if he can't get kufr from you, then he tries to get nifaq. If he can't get nifaq from you, then he tries to, like, he tries to get ma'asiyah, right? And his favorite one is bid'ah, to get innovation. But ma'asiyah, if he can't get bid'ah from you, he'll get ma'asiyah. You know, just like sinfulness, stealing, lying, cheating, adultery, whatever. He wants to get that, to humiliate you. If he can't get any of these things, if he sees that you're on a strong path, then he gets really serious. Seriously. Because those people, they're easy for him to get. He gets very serious. And what he does is he gets the riya. He wants to put in your heart this sense of superiority, that you're better than other people, that you're a pious person, that you're righteous. And he starts telling you how great you are. And these things will occur in the heart if you're doing things seriously. If you're on a serious path, this is how he comes. And if you don't have the ammunition to deal with him, then he can really wreak havoc on the human heart. Right? He wreaks havoc. So mujahadatu shaitan, the kibar in the soul. And the last thing to leave the hearts of the siddiqun is the hubr riyasa. And the Prophet ﷺ said, al-malu wal-jah, right? Mal-malu wal-jah adarru li-deen al-mar'i min baini ja'i'ini fi ghanam. That wealth, material wealth, materialism, and stature. Oh, stature being held up. You know, sheikh so-and-so, or doctor so-and-so, or whatever it is, you know. All these things people want, you know, in the world, the pomp and circumstance of the world, really. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's empty. The world is empty. It's vacuous. Really, it's empty. It has an empty, there's nothing there. Rumi said, when you speak, always remember you have an audience of one. You know, who are you trying to impress? No, seriously, who are you trying to impress? You know, in the meditations, Marcus Aurelius, he says, there's people who say they don't care about the people of today, but they care about their legacy. He said, these people are only fooling themselves, because the same fools that will be around 100 years to be reading their legacy are the same fools that are around today.
What do you see? Tell me, what do you taste? Tell me, what do you hear? I whisper your name. You see through my eyes and turn me away. In madness you'd spiral if I did the same. Ooh, my love, I'm waiting.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Shadowless, you don't see me. Shadowless, can be shadowless when you don't see me. I shine but you're shadowless when you don't see me. Shadowless, tight as I can be. Shadowless when you don't see me. I shine but you're shadowless.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher you're listening to. We were talking about how the Satan is really near to us, and at every single moment, he is trying to somehow persuade us to do things which displease Allah. Like we said, he may first try to persuade us to stop doing the wajibat, that is, the obligatory acts, and then to commit sins or do what is haram. Or if he sees that that person is not willing to let go of the wajibat, he still tries to tempt him to commit sins. There are so many sins and wrong acts that you might not even know all of them. But the Satan is smart and knows every single one of them, from the smallest to the biggest. If the Satan is unsuccessful in tempting someone to commit sins, he won't despair. He'll try to do everything so that that person does not perform the recommended acts and does the makruhat, the disliked acts, just so that that person won't get too close to Allah. Nevertheless, the Satan can't force anyone to do bad things. On the Day of Judgment, those who are misguided and have committed many sins, who have not believed in Allah and have not repented of their sins, are asked why they behaved in such a way. They will answer that the Satan compelled us or forced us to behave this way. Here, the Satan will answer them by saying that I only invited you to those things. You were the one who accepted my invitation. Additionally, the human being has two egos or nafs, the inciting ego or nafs, which is called nafsul ammara, and the self-accusing ego or nafsul lawama. The nafsul ammara incites us to commit evil. It is said that the Satan tries to strengthen this ego of the human being and in this way incites him to commit evil. On the other hand, there is nafsul lawama, or the self-accusing ego, which is very similar to our conscience, telling us that we should not listen to the devil's temptations and how we should use our reason to make decisions in our lives. The point is, even if there were no devil to tempt us to commit evil, the inciting ego or nafsul ammara would still incite us to commit evil. The role of Satan and his minions, which include both devils of man and jinn, is to strip us of our power of reason and to rely on our nafsul ammara so that we commit more and more evil. We should always seek refuge in Allah from the Satan, so we would be safe from the Satan's temptations. And of course, refuge in Allah in practice. That means you don't just utter the phrase, I seek refuge in Allah from the Satan. No, that's not enough. You have to really seek refuge in Allah in practice.
About the consequences, I know that it's bad, it's better to wait, but sometimes I can't be selfish, and the only side.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to the program, The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until next time, take care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, Allah, save me from myself. Allah, 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 Lord, I need your help. Allah, 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 save me from myself. Allah, 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 legalize, pull me in. Every time, and it's so hard to break a pattern, but I see clear what's deep inside.
is the only thing that really matters. So tell me how to turn it around before my senses hit the ground. 'Cause I know that it's wrong and I wanna change. I need you here.